Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in from KP, who is frolicking in nature currently. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Jackie Gonzalez-Taruthi. Jackie, what movie do you wish never existed? You could erase it from being a film.
Oh, you know, I recently watched Battlefield Earth, and I love a bad movie. I love to laugh at a bad movie, but I could laugh. I would erase half of the movie. I would keep all of John Travolta like maniacal laughing, but I got to get rid of everything else. It was hard. It was a tough watch.
Somehow that would make more sense if you did that to the movie, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, next up, it's Chris Alvarado, everybody. Chris, if you could visit any fictitious place, where would you go?
Heaven.
Controversy.
That was like a Joey Greer answer, am I right?
No, he would have gotten there, but it would have taken him 7 to 10 minutes.
Right. Okay, then. All right, next up, it's Craig Kukowski. Craig, if you were to play baseball professionally, what would your walk-up music be?
I think I'd start playing Seven Nation Army. You know, which is so great song, but so cliched at this point, and then have it segue into Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away. Haha.
I love it. My softball team years ago for like a couple games, we did walk up music. And of course, being a smart ass, I just did Skinnamarinky Dink from Sharon Lewis and Brown. Really get some, then I did Iron and Wine the next week. I was like, we're trying to do the anti-walk-up music.
Iron and Wine.
It was fun. All right, guys. Say hello to James Heaney. James Heaney, what's the most valuable collectible you own, either emotionally or actual monetary value?
Well, it's my collectible. Like, what does that? What does that exactly mean? Like, use everything I have. It's not like packaged. It's something that... So if you're saying collectible, I guess I have, there's a video game called Don't Starve, and I have, the artist has drawn a picture of me. I might be able to reach it.
What?
Right here.
What's going on?
So I guess this is kind of like a collectible, but otherwise I don't have collectibles.
You don't have a single like Funko Pop. You have nothing.
No, actually the truth is the only collectibles like that I have, I stole doing the Nerdology show with you, Cole. So I do.
That's
true.
Wow. So you have a lot of junk.
I think it's a Fallout bobblehead.
Nice. Finally, last but not least, Joey Greer. Joey, we all heard that you got cut from the USA Olympic team. What happened?
Well, I know everyone's first thought is going to be the drug test. And that's not what it was at all. I actually started growing bones, and the Olympic Committee at large decided that that was somehow an advantage, even though the bones were actually a hindrance, because now I have new bones and I got like new, I guess, appendages coming out of my rib cage. And no, it's not like Goro from Mortal Kombat. I'm not going to have, you know, two sets of arms extra, but I don't know what they'll be. And they do hinge like the dog's legs. So, you know, like the haunches of a dog. Mm-hmm. So I'm not 110% about what's going on physically, but I do think the Olympic Committee as a whole needs to rethink how they handle people with growing bones out of their ribs.
That makes sense. It could be a quado. You should look into that. Total Recall. Could be that.
Yeah. No, he's young still. Arms?
Did he have four arms? Just the two.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from Patreon VIP Jake, who wrote, "Holy hell, that episode on Tuesday was absolute gold. I was losing my shit listening to your flow through the whole thing. Whatever you are all on, I want some." My scene suggestion. John Lennon wrote the song Dr. Robert, as the story goes, about his drug dealer. Unfortunately, his real name was actually Dr. Robert, and he only found out about the song after hearing it on the radio.
All right. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for
a good time?
A good time?
A good time.
Oh, good time. Good time. Okay, let me see what we got here.
I got to tell you, I'm really, I'm nervous. Is this unusual? Are people usually nervous?
Yeah. I mean, you've done this before, haven't you?
I don't lie, so I got to just tell you, no, this is my first time.
Oh, little Abe Lincoln, huh? I can't tell a lie.
Yeah, right, let's like Abraham here. Lincoln, the 16th president. I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, okay. You've never done this before. We should probably ease you in if you've never done this before. Why don't you just get you some weed? Let's give you some straight up.
I don't know. I was thinking, you know, I want to see things and talk to things and stuff.
It's your first time. Let's just do some weed. Let's not jump on the horse that doesn't have wings yet. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Dang, is that like your whole life?
Give me one second. Nurse?
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you just, I know I got a 3 o'clock. Can you just let them know I'll be out there in 1 second? Okay.
Okay.
And don't tell anyone I'm out by the trash can. Say I'm like, you know, in the bathroom or something like that, would you?
What are you doing out here?
Talking to a patient friend of mine. Patient friend? Yeah? You okay?
Yeah.
You all right? What's going on?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Nurse, we've got to get you in the ER now. You don't know what's going on? Nurse, you're going to have to bump up my 3 o'clock. We've got to get you in the ER right now.
I already have the 3 o'clock in the waiting room.
What do you mean I have to wait? I can't believe I even had a 3 p.m. appointment. I'm Taylor Swift.
I'm so sorry. It's I guess a clerical
I've been going
error.
To Dr. Robert for 5 years. I'm usually the first in of the day. Y'all switch it up on me, give me a 3 p.m., and then tell me I have to wait?
Oh, okay. What if I just got you whatever you needed?
You know what? I'm going to go to a different doctor. I'm done here. And please. I think you're going to hear all about it in my next album. No.
All right, Taylor, let's go ahead and check your blood pressure here. Looks pretty good.
The cuff isn't on. You're just kind of touching my arm.
Hey, I'm the one that called Dr. Feelgood, you know? I'm the one that makes you feel all right. Thanks for coming to me. Dr. Robert takes all my clients all the time, you know?
Thank you.
All right, it looks... I'm just guessing your blood pressure looks good, so...
Okay, because you said it definitively before, so... I actually really need to know. I have blood pressure issues when I'm on tour, and I need to get it right, get it tight before my next show.
All right. Well, would you mind removing the card again? I got to get the cuff on there. Just, you know.
Stanton, what do you mean you have to smoke? You're actually telling me your doctor gave you a prescription to smoke this. Is that what you're telling me, Stanton?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, babe. Have I ever lied to you?
I don't know. Have you?
No.
Wow. Okay, hey, so you have. Oh my God!
This is not just for me. God. I want us.
When did you lie to me?
I've never lied to you.
Is that a lie?
What's going on, babe? Come here. Take a little puff of this. Here, take a little puff.
It's medicinal. I can't.
Here, let's blow it in your face. Damn, you took that in like a champ.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Is that a sativa or indica?
I don't know.
How do you feel? Do you feel upper? Do you feel you just want to be on the couch? Or
I don't know. How do you feel?
You don't know how you feel?
Mm-mm.
We got to go to the ER.
What?
We got to go to... You don't know how you feel?
No, not really.
Get in the car. We're going to go to the hospital right now.
Who's driving?
I'm going to drive, okay? Let's go. Just get in the car.
You're high.
Not high. I'm just a little buzzed. There's a difference, all right?
Do you do this a lot?
Look, I lie to you, okay?
Dr. Roberts, I'm sorry for, what is all that cash doing on your
table? This is insurance cash.
Insurance cash?
Yes, the insurance, it's the pay. What's going on? What's going on?
Listen, I'm sorry about Taylor. She's moved on. But I've got something. Do you have a cassette player?
Of course. Every doctor has a cassette player. Let me just take it off my hip.
Could you just pop this in side one and here's some headphones.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That was catchy. Okay.
Are they talking about take off the headphones?
Huh?
Take off the headphones.
Huh?
Take off the headphones.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Is that song about you? Is that about this place? Listen, I went to med school. Like, I didn't want to sling drugs. Nobody grows up and says, I want to be a drug dealer when I get older. I wanted to be a nurse. What is this?
I'm going to be honest with you. All right, Lewis. We sell drugs here. This is a doctor's office.
Jesus.
Taylor, as your lawyer, I don't know if you can put out this song. You know, it's pretty explicit about real people.
Yeah, but it's my life experience. It's my experience. And I'm the one doing the hardcore drugs in the song. So I don't feel like I'm really outing anyone else more negatively.
Look, you mentioned Dr. Roberts by
right,
name.
I say Dr. Leonard Robert III. And then I give his address because I do want people to know. Because it's a pretty generic
name. So it's just a total and complete doxing.
Well, but how do they know? You know, think about how many people out there are named Dr. Robert. There have to be so many. So they won't know exactly who unless I give the specifics.
And then you mentioned your other doctor, Dr. Feelgood, yeah. real guy.
And he
real
was a
last
problem.
Name.
Yeah, he was a big problem. So I needed to address it.
Hi, Dr. Feelgood. My girlfriend brought me here. She thinks I'm not well, but I think I'm fine.
All right, well, just go sit up on the little thing there and, you know, put this robe on.
Okay.
I just want you to relax. I'm Dr. Feelgood.
How do you know my girlfriend?
How do I know your girlfriend? Dr. Patient Confidentiality, man. Sorry, bro. You know?
Oh. Wow. Yeah, I guess you can't tell me.
Okay, fine. We used to party back in the day.
What? Wait, what do you mean? She told me she was never a party girl. She said she was just a square.
She was a party girl, man. I mean, craziest girl at Chico State. Woo!
Wait, she went to Chico State?
Yeah, sure did.
She told me she went to Emory. What the hell?
Maybe you should be having this conversation with her, bro. This doesn't seem like me. I don't want to, you know.
Yes, can I please have the new Taylor Swift CD?
Okay, we've got it right here behind the counter.
Okay, can you get that for me?
Okay, you are over 18, right?
Yeah.
Why the hesitation? I mean, you appear to be well over 18.
Yeah, no, I
was really joking when I said that, but then you hesitated and made me think that maybe you're a 17-year-old with that old person's disease.
Benjamin Button's disease?
Nah, because that's living backwards, right?
Oh my God, Cheryl, you got the new Taylor Swift CD? Yeah. Oh my God, the rest of us just downloaded it. We've been listening to it for hours. Oh, have you played it yet? How does it sound? Going
no,
in sequential
I need
order.
A CD player. I don't have a CD player. My laptop doesn't have a CD drive. I don't know how I'm going to play this.
Maybe you should just return it.
Return it? You know how hard it was to get this?
Well, you are wearing a disguise.
Well, well, well. Look who's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see through your disguise.
Look.
William, you're my manager. And you're out there selling but making it hard to buy my CDs? Anyone should be able to buy these. There's no age limit.
Look, Taylor, CDs are coming back. They are. They just
That's
are.
Not my
but
problem.
They're also not for everyone. They're
they
not for
are.
Everyone.
My CDs are for everyone. And I, yes.
No, you do it. Okay, I'll do it. Excuse me. Can I see that CD back there? Also, is it true that you're Taylor Swift's manager? I'm like, why do you work here if that's true?
Look, due to artist manager confidentiality, I can't tell you that.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, tell us.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you work here? Why do you work here?
At this booth on the corner?
Yeah.
Selling CDs behind a counter?
CD booth on the corner.
Look, man, CDs are coming back.
Get out of my face.
How old are you anyway, kid?
Sam Goody board members, CD booth is going into our sales.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Goody got it, but we don't evidently. Why didn't we get the new Taylor Swift in stock?
I've been on this board for 28 years, and I have never been mentioned by name. I just want that on the record. Every time we come in here, it's all the board. I've been here for 28 years. Does anyone know who I am?
Does anyone know who I am?
No.
No.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I know what you do.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Exclusive Lounge at the Exclusive Lounge Club. As you know, this is a listening party. We're going to hear Taylor's newest track, everybody. And a matter of fact, take a look over there. Taylor's here, huh? Make some noise. Yeah, that's her. Hi, Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Thank
so,
you.
So, we are very excited to have you. Obviously, this is the Exclusive Club Lounge at the Exclusive Club. Mm-hmm. And
what is it?
So we just can't wait to, like, you know, hear what you got to say. We're all fans.
Great. Well, press play, you know?
Okay. Let's press play.
Don't you feel like that's the way to hear it?
Okay. Don't play the more than 30 seconds of it. Don't give it out for free.
William, this is my, okay, come on.
All right.
It's not for free. They will buy it. I'm not playing the whole album.
Ralph, press play.
You got it, boss.
Dr. Leonard, Robert Leonard III, he's my doctor. He lives on Maple Street, and his address is 3257. He's a really bad man who sells me good drugs, and I get high in the back of his office on his chair sitting.
And that's clearly our address.
5, 6, 7.
Get this money. Eight, off the
table. What are you doing?
Bong, bong.
Oh, my God.
Can you get my front door?
I don't work for you anymore. All right.
Well, then you're still a guest. You're still a guest in my home.
Hello, Dr. Robert's house.
Hey, it's me, Dr. Feelgood. I've been looking for this bastard for 20 years. Send him on out. We got some cage fighting to do.
Okay. Hold on one second.
One, two,
excuse me.
Three,
Dr. Feelgood's outside.
What?
Dr. Feelgood?
Piece of shit?
I mean, he looks like he's ready to rumble, so...
Give me one. Put on these brass knuckles. Oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it right
now. Where did you get
those? I made them myself. All right, I got a smelter in the back. Let's do this. Hey, Dr. Feelgood.
Hey, Dr. Robert, let's do this.
Does this feel good?
Babe, you know I told you I would never lie to you, right?
Yeah, just like Thomas Jefferson.
I got to tell you something that happened.
What?
When I was in the emergency room, Taylor Swift came in. She wasn't feeling well, and they put her in the bed next to me. And we started talking. And it got personal. And I told her about you. And she said I could do better. And I said, how could I do better than her? I love her. And then she said, you love me. And I do. Taylor, you can come out.
Oh, okay.
This is my ex-girlfriend. This is Taylor, my new girlfriend. You know Taylor Swift.
So you brought someone in here with a disguise to break up with me because you don't have the balls to do it yourself.
No, that's
Taylor.
This
is the stupidest lie I've ever heard and seen in my life.
I just look a little different because my usual doctor switched up on me, so now I'm going to a bad guy, and they botched my... I usually just get a facial, and they just gave me a bunch of fillers instead, and I'm
looking
a little rough.
One cheek is bigger than the other, so I'm not... You know what? Look, I don't buy this, all right? Stanton, you know what? I'm out of here.
Wait, okay, yeah. Bye.
I'm out of here to get a...
hold on, Jackie. That was incredible Taylor Swift singing.
Oh my
gosh,
thank you.
Incredible.
Wow. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Great production value by Aaron Dessner from The National. I mean, you guys teaming up, it's fantastic. All right, scene number two comes from listener Will, who wrote, hey, Kevin, happy Father's Day to my dad, James Heaney. Scene suggestion, Tinder for fighting. Thanks for a million laughs, Will.
All right, William, I saw that you worked in Capitol Records before. That's pretty good. Some CD sales as well. That's interesting. I don't know how long ago that was. I said pretty recently. But, well, anyway, here at Tinder, we're doing a little things different because we're all digital. But you know, you worked in promotion, and that's kind of what we want you to do here, because we really want you to hit the ground running, because we're not getting people into the love game anymore. We're getting people into the fight game. Okay. So we'll just take a second to look over the app. We sent it over to you, I believe, in email form. But if you have any questions, just let me know. All right. All right, Will, no questions. You got it. Okay.
Wait. I got one question.
Yeah.
Can I join? Or is it like a conflict of interest?
I mean, of course you can join. Yeah, you can't use our algorithm or our servers, but definitely, yes. Yeah, okay. We totally encourage you to join.
Do you have a profile?
Yeah, I do.
Let me see. Oh, shit, there you are. Wow.
Henry Tugger.
All right, man. Should I fight this guy? I don't know which way to swipe. I mean, he's got total cauliflower ear, so he's got some experience. I don't know. Should I fight him?
Well, look, kid. Stay out of this, Bernie. Okay. I got this.
Okay.
All right. Look, kid. I don't know whether you swipe left or swipe right, but I just want you to be in fighting shape by the time of the fight. You gotta stay tough.
Yeah, I will be, Rocco. I'm working on it. You know, mental preparation too and stuff. And obviously, I keep my swiping fingers strong.
Yeah. You gotta work out your swiping fingers. Stay out of this, Bernie.
I just think that maybe somebody pick somebody that doesn't look like you. This is going to be your first fight, your first big one. So maybe
that's look for true.
Somebody that doesn't have a cauliflower iris, or somebody that doesn't have, you know, a bent up nose, like. I'm sorry. I just feel like...
Oh, look at what we got here. Oh. Bernie and Rocco and his stupid fight, eh?
Don't do anything stupid, Rocco.
Let me tell you this, Rocco. You know this just as much as I do. You got 2 weeks left on this property before me and my family I take it over. You understand? Look, Dominic, this kid is special. This kid is going to be something different, okay? And as soon as we figure out how to use this goddamn app, he's gonna get a fight set up, and the money's going to be rolling in.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see it, Rocco, but you and me both knows that ain't going to happen. This is going to turn into a Subway.
A sandwich shop. Like,
okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Hey, babe, before you head out to the beach, do you know that your phone is hooked up to your iPad? And do you know that your iPad is left out on the bedstand because you were reading last
night? What, are you looking at my stuff?
No. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the notifications.
We talked about this.
No. I rolled over to your side of the bed because I wanted to smell your pillow because, you know, I can't get up in the morning without really breathing you in. I know that grosses you out, but it's the truth.
Thank you for just smelling my pillow and not me. Good God.
And then I looked over at the bedstand because I saw something light up and it was your iPad. And I saw you had a match. I thought we were off the apps.
You know, iPads light up all the time. And that's not an invitation for you to go and look at my iPad.
Was it?
It's not an invitation.
No, I wasn't. Okay.
Yes, I have a match. And that's that.
I thought we were off the apps. I thought when we made love last night for the first time.
Don't call it. Please don't call it making love.
It was love.
Yeah, we can totally check out any iPad here. So you wanted to transfer any notifications on this app to your phone. Is that right, sir?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Heck yeah, man. You are a genius.
Thank you. Damn. Okay. It says fingerprint ID. Can you just use that one?
If you can just, I don't feel like. So thanks so much, dude. I'm going to go look at the cases. So just all the information from this to this phone. Right. And I'm going to go look at the cases.
Awesome. Just need your thumbprint.
You can use yours or whatever.
No, I can't. I need yours.
Okay. I got his wrists. Okay. What the fuck's going on here? Get your finger out. Get your finger out.
What are you doing? What is this?
It's okay. That's the brute. He's part of the brute bar. We're the genius bar. So the brute bar comes over here and helps us out sometimes when we need fingerprint
scan. Let go of me. Press his finger against it.
Okay.
It says access denied. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we just press too hard. Do you want to just punch in the code?
No, it's my loves. The love of my life. This is her iPad. I'm one of those guys today, okay? I don't feel good about myself, but I'm one of those guys today. You guys can understand. Come on. A genius and a brute.
Lisette Tenderfield?
What?
We have a fighting match today.
Yes, yes, I know. I'm just, is it already time?
Well, we said that we'd meet here at the Denny's at 3, but I just want to fight here.
I gotta be honest, I did not realize what I was getting into. There's all the different choices. It's relationships, it's friendships.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Denny's. Can I party at 2?
Yes. Yes.
Please tell me you're here to eat and that you're not going to fight in the parking lot.
We'll eat first, but then we're going to fight in the parking lot.
No, don't. You can eat or not eat, but please don't fight in the parking lot.
Greg, we had another table of yours fight in the parking lot. We got a doctor. I'm sorry.
Look, I don't know. Why does it come out of my paycheck?
Greg, you know how this works, all right? If the table you serve gets fed by us and then goes out and fights in our parking lot, that's your fault.
How are you calculating the damage?
What do you mean calculate? If somebody gets a scratch on them in our parking lot, we can be sued, Greg.
Look, somehow the word got out there that this Denny's has just a good parking lot for impromptu bare knuckle fights. Great. Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at the sheet here and it seems like a lot of your tables fight. I got a suspicion that you're working with Tinder in order to get these things going.
What? No.
Great.
So you're Bernie's, you're a coach or a trainer, is that right?
Yeah, what? I coach.
Stay out of this, Bernie.
Rocko. Oh, hi. Maybe I want to talk to you. I'm looking for the best trainer in the city.
I'm the best trainer in the city.
He's louder, though.
Oh, he's a lot louder.
Look, I'm louder. I'm better. We work together, though. We're a package deal, okay?
Okay.
So you hire me, you work with Bernie as well.
All right.
Look, I've got a terminal disease that's going to kick in any minute now. So I'm going to hand over the business to Bernie when I kick it, all right?
Yeah, we can put sandwiches there. We can put the bread
there. Rocko, you're looking at other fighters? I mean, we're putting all this time together. You're looking for new fighters? You don't have faith in me?
Look, kid, you still haven't mastered that app, okay? You're swiping, but you're not clicking on anyone.
I'm trying to decide between the ultimate mauler and this girl named Lysette. I'm not sure which is the way to go.
Well, let me see her profile.
There you go.
Okay, 5'2", 95 pounds. Reach of 11 inches.
And here's Ultimate Maulers.
I think you can win this one, kid.
You think so?
I think you can win this one.
Hey, boss. Boss, I'm just looking over the data today for what I do here at Tinder. You know, came across something interesting. I don't want to take up any of your time.
You were looking at the data of what we do here at Tinder?
Yeah. Was I not allowed to do that?
So you've seen inside?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. When I knew that you guys were doing fighting, I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then when I looked at the data, that 94% of fights...
Close the door.
That 94% of fights end in a romantic match?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
I know. It's perfect. Americans can't express love unless it's through anger. It's amazing. I mean, the data was always there for us. Always. Always. We should know how to tap into it.
Greg, I'm not switching sections with you, okay? I'm not switching sections.
Look, I just have a lot of two tops, and those two tops are usually two people who are going to fight each other for whatever reason. I don't understand why.
You know I have section 3, the non-fighting section. I've had it for years. I have seniority. I'm not switching.
Would it be fair for me to get the non-fighting section just like once?
I mean,
wouldn't that be fair?
I'm off on Tuesdays. You know, talk to management. You can have it then.
I visit my grandma on Tuesdays.
Hey, sweetheart. Welcome home. Wow. Your eye looks pretty busted.
Oh, you can see? Sorry, my vision's all fucked up, so I figured maybe you can see.
You can't see.
Oh, God.
Look, I want to come clean. I know that this was only supposed to be a one-night stand. I know we met at the bar last night. I know we made love. We fell in love. I smelled your pillow in the morning.
And then you said that you couldn't start any of your days without taking a whiff of my scent.
Yeah, and from you here on
see
out.
How that yeah. really built up some shit within me.
I got to be honest, I went further.
What?
I took your iPad down to the Apple store.
You're a nightmare. This is no, a nightmare. No,
I'm a dream.
I met you at the Star Wars little pop-up fucking bar. Like an idiot, I take you home. And you're immediately on my ass. Do you know who I met tonight? Do you know who I met tonight?
Yes, I saw. What? I saw in your notifications.
Oh my God.
Look, I formed a real bond with the Brute Squad and the geek and the genius and the geniuses. And after a long conversation, they gave me access to all of your stuff. And I was reading and reading oh all your God. Writing, all your person, your diary. Go!
I'm strong now.
What is that, an 11-inch reach?
I've made it to 12.
Greg, we're going to have to reschedule you to come in on Tuesday.
No, I visit my grandmother on Tuesdays, okay?
Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you, Greg. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Look, it's the thing she looks forward to more than anything. I think she even knows it's me sometimes.
Well, then she won't miss you if she doesn't know, Greg.
I know, it's a thing that we've set up. But what section would I have if I worked on Tuesday?
You'd have the you might be able to get the non-fighting section.
The NFS?
Greg's not coming today?
No, Craig's not coming today. I've said this 3 times. What?
Who's Craig?
Greg.
Greg's not coming today?
Greg's not coming today.
Might as well take the cyanide pill from the war.
Okay, well, I wish you would have given me a chance to try. Oh.
You got a match. You got a match.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You got a match.
Okay, I can do this. I'll fight you, Denny's parking lot, Tuesday, 3 p.m. All right.
Greg, I'm sorry. Right, well, they put me in the non-fighting section.
That is bullshit. You said that you don't work Tuesdays. Why are you here?
I usually have tacos, but they're out of tacos, so I just decided to come in.
Oh. All right. Now I got to wait on you?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want?
Tacos. Do we have those now? Do we carry
yes,
those?
Yes, of course. I'm we sorry, have Taco yeah. Tuesdays.
Greg Neiman?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I have this trifolded quilt for you.
A trifolded quilt?
Or tri-pointed.
Wait a minute.
It's like a folded flag. But it's a quilt.
That's my grandmother's knitting. Why do you have this? I'd recognize her knitting anywhere. Did she die? Lead with that, then. Don't say I have a quilt for you.
Yo, you got it. Yeah, she,
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, okay, no. Cool, so I'm good?
I knew this would happen. No, okay. You stay. I'm going to fight you. What? You meet me in the parking lot. Oh,
what the hell? What the hell? What's going on? You want to fight me? Let's go.
Get up, you little piece of shit. You don't even fight back. You know who I matched with today? They beat the shit out of me too, and I liked it. You don't even have the nards to fight back. His name was David.
Does he hit harder than me?
He does everything better. It might not, I would say better. Yeah. It's not about that.
I'm getting out of the fighting game, Rocco. I met the one.
you come here on my deathbed to tell that to me, kid?
Yeah, I mean, it was because of you that this match happened. If I had taken Ultimate Mauler, who knows where my life would be right now?
Well, I'm proud of you, kid. I only got so much time left. I'm knitting you a quilt as a goodbye gift. Stay out of this, Bernie.
Bernie? I'm looking for Bernie. Uh-huh. Hi, Bernie.
That's me.
This is a trifolded...
It looks like a quilt.
Yeah, I don't know what that... Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says Rocco on it.
Yeah, he died.
Oh, my God. They're going to build a subway here. They're going to build
What the fuck, Bernie? He made that for me. Bernie, come on.
I didn't know. It has his name on it. I didn't know it was for you.
All right, both of you, get out. This is going to be a subway now. I'm the Brute Squad.
And that scene, too. Oh, man. So many different storylines converging like Magnolia. Scene number 3 is from Patreon Alchemaniac Mike Del Razzo, who wrote, Okay, how about this one? The Island of Dr. Moreau, but not that doctor. Paging Dr. Greer, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty chill. I mean, the island at large is... It's large. Yeah, and islands for the most part have been getting pretty a creepy reputation because all those creepy billionaires. But this is not like that. This is all just where it's not creepy at all. We're getting animals and humans and we're splicing them, so.
Can you fix my face?
Hold on. Who was I talking to? I'm looking at...
I have a question, but I'll wait for hers first.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean... I am Taylor Swift. Good God. Mm-hmm. Can you fix my face? I came all the way to this island because I got a botched, what should have been a facial, but was a bunch of injections.
Fillers.
Yeah, fillers. And yeah. So can you?
It's crazy. We could do something. You know what I could do? I don't know if I could take anything out from the, looks like the left side of your cheek is huge.
Yeah, it's
but
massive.
What I could do, I could get like a rhino or something like that
what?
And get like start building on like a rhino side to the right. You know,
so it could, no, like, that kind of brings me back to what I was going to ask. I don't know if it's very ethical what you're doing on the island.
Oh, okay.
While you can afford it, I just don't know if you should do that.
Okay, noted. I hear you, we're doing it. So you know, I get it. We definitely talked about the ethics and all that. We actually had the board of Sam Goody come over here and discuss, like, you know.
Well, I don't know what they would say about this. They don't have much in the science and health world. They primarily do with music.
Yeah, I'd argue that's science and health. Don't you think music is sound science?
I don't know, man. No one's coming to the island of Dr. Feelgood. Maybe it's a failure of advertising imagination. I got a Senior Frogs. I don't know what to do, guys. You have any ideas? You're the board of Sam Goody.
Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, my God. Everyone's having a stroke.
Taylor, when I heard you were getting a rhinoplasty, I thought you were just getting a routine nose job, but you actually had a rhino's horn affixed to your face.
And don't you feel, William, that nothing is going to make my newest album skyrocket more than this new... Look, no one else looks like this.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you're talented. You're a great singer,
thank you,
great
thank
writer.
You, thank
but
you.
Your
and I
looks
did act
are
in a movie. I have acted
yeah,
in a
movie. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
you're dead.
Okay. Your looks are a component of your appeal, though. I mean, I hope that's not, you know, reductive to say that, but now you got a freaking rhino horn coming out of your face.
It's just a new look to go with a new sound. You know, like I went from folksy, like French braids, curly bangs, and now...
I mean, your voice is going to be more nasal, so it might be more of a folksy... Bob Dylan kind of thing going on.
Could be. I just want to move forward with my career and my face.
Dr. Greer, the dolphins are like, they're not as cute and nice as they used to be. It's hard to grab them. It's hard to operate on them. It's
slow down. Can you sprint here from the dolphin habitat?
Pond. Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get them more water. They're in a pond. I mean, I've been saying that for a while.
You we gotta get more water. That's why they're aggravated.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, it's a pond. You know how deep a pond is?
Hey, see, maybe, excuse me. You Dr. Greer?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, we're the guys from Imagine Dragons. We heard what you did with Taylor Swift, and we were wondering if you could make us into dragons so people won't have to imagine it anymore.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
we're going to cut the imagine out of our name and just be dragons.
That's what's up. Or you can actually be real dragons.
Wait, what?
You know, instead of imagine dragons, you can be real dragons.
We don't have dragons.
No, then we'll get some. We'll get some Komodo dragons, okay?
Okay.
Wait. I heard what you said. Komodo dragons are not the same thing as actual medieval fantastic dragons.
St. Gregory. But look, this is what we can do, all right? This is what we can do. We can get some Komodos, all right? We can get the backs of them so they have the little bumpies, right? And then we can start Godzilla-ing you out. You know what I mean? Start a little building it out, right? And then, right? Trust me on this. Feel my vision.
Well, right? There are five of us. So start with the drummer, and if it doesn't go well, just move up the rhythm section, okay?
Okay, great. Easy. Okay. Who's the drummer?
Wait a minute. I'm the drummer.
Oh, great. Come with me.
No. That was not consent.
Come with me. Come on. All right.
Ow! Right. Let go of me.
It's fine. It's
we'll miss you, Trevor. Good luck.
All right, Trevor. How are you?
Ah!
You doing good? You comfortable?
No, I'm not. You've tied me to this chair.
Good.
Oh, God, what the fuck is that?
Okay. We don't have... I couldn't find any kimonos.
What is this?
An iguana?
That's much smaller. That's much smaller. And a pig. Smaller lizards.
I got a pig and an iguana.
Okay, a pig. I don't want a pig.
A pig.
I'm not in Imagine Pigs. Okay?
Okay. Trainer? What was your name? Trevor? Okay, listen. This is what we're going to do, bud. We got a lot more surface area on the pig. So you're going to be a little bit more pig than you're going to be iguana. Okay?
Did you think his name was Trainer?
Look, I don't know what his name is. I'm a doctor. All right?
Yeah.
Trevor. Okay.
Okay, great. Let's just agree and let's just say your name is, let's make up a name that's easier to say. How about
Koala.
Koala. Okay, great.
No, my name is not Koala. Okay. It's Trevor.
Well, two people agree that your name is Koala.
I've got a mother who loves me and it doesn't want my face to get pig and the iguana all over it.
It's not going to get all over it. It will be it. Okay.
Trevor, man, we got to kick you out of the band. You can't keep rhythm with those little pig hooves for hands.
I can drum better than I ever have before.
No, it's pretty bad, man. And we're not calling you Koala. That makes no sense whatsoever.
That is my new name. No. I'm Koala.
No, Koala. It's absolutely
Koala Trainer.
Trevor, is that you?
Mother, it's me.
Oh, who is this? You're not my son.
No, mother, it's me.
Get away from me.
put the gun down, mother.
Put the gun down. I hate pigs.
Look, I'm as much iguana as I am pig.
Well, just, okay? I mean, there's a lot more pig than iguana.
A lot. Well, I was told it was going to be a 50-50 split, okay?
All right, just pick up the sticks and play. Don't worry about it. Yes, our last drummer was turned into a pig-iguana hybrid and shot by his mother in horror. But just try to keep the rhythm. We'll start with Radioactive.
I don't know if I can, bro.
You need some confidence. We're taking you to the island of Dr. Greer. He'll give you some confidence. Let's get those private flame, boys.
Touchdown. All right. Oh, okay. Everyone. All right. Thank God we landed. There is something horribly wrong with this plane. All right. Just so we know, mechanically, there's something horribly wrong with this plane. I don't know if we're going to be able to take off again. All right. So we're going to have to hunker down here on the island. What is that? What the hell is that? Is it a cat? Help me out here. Is this intercom on? Oh, God, it's not even working. Everything's fucked in this plane. Fuck. Oh, God, we're going to die here.
Relax. Okay, someone is at the plane door. Let me open it up here.
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a new person I spliced up, so I didn't know you guys have been here before. So, all right, let's get to it. So you're the new guy?
Yeah, I don't think I'm actually down for any... I heard that you turned somebody into a pig iguana. And I'm kind of like... I really need
to... Do you want to do that?
For,
No. I need to like really be human. I've been kind of working on my humanity. In fact, most of the time.
Most of the time. Okay, I'll write that down.
Yeah, I use my hands a lot for drumming, but also for steering a car, eating. Bro, I don't really want to be spliced with
anything. Okay. Well, I don't think humanity is like what they're talking about, using your hands.
Yeah, it's kind of like humanity. It's like what makes me like human.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, a lot of people would argue just being able to use your hands doesn't make you human.
Oh no, but I kind of am attached to that experience. I'd really rather not.
Oh yeah, if you want to do something with hands, we can do a whole bunch of
I think we can put
feathers instead of hands. We can do a whole bunch of stuff. We can do a little bird thing.
I use the drumstick. Like what?
Something can hold drumsticks.
Hey, maybe I'm just interjecting here. Our plane's kind of fucked, so if you could, I don't know, splice him with something that could fly like an actual dragon, then we could all get home a lot faster. Dragon, put it out there.
Let's do something like a dragon.
We don't have any dragons, boss.
Okay, well, we can get some Komodo dragons. Huh? All right.
I heard that. That's not the same thing. Boss, that's not the same thing as a dragon.
Best we can do is an ostrich.
What about pigs? Are we out of pigs?
No, please.
I'd like to thank my manager, William, my family, and my friends who all stood by me. And by friends, I mean fans because I don't actually have friends. Who all stood by me this year during my big change, and this is proof that you can get a rhino's horn affixed to your face and still win a Grammy.
Okay, I have the tranquilizer pointed at her, waiting to fire. Well,
put it in the gun. Put it in the gun.
Thank you so much. Rhino face.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Kanye.
Koala Trader had the best video of all time.
Wake up. Wake up.
What?
Hi.
Where am
Rhino I? Rhino face, Taylor, whatever you want to be called.
It's definitely Taylor Swift. It's okay, still my name. Well,
look around.
It was so offensive when he called me that. It was just a total dark
basement. No one knows where you are.
Okay.
Okay, now you see that handsaw over there?
Yes.
I'm going to use that to take your horn off now.
No. I need this horn. It makes my voice sound really weird, but it really helped.
All right, I got the coffee. So what the hell's going on here, man?
Oh, jeez, turn the light off, for God's sake.
Turn the light off.
We turn the light off. Why do you have a handsaw? Give us one sec. Come here. Hey. Do you know who that is?
Yes, Taylor Swift. We tranked her at the Grammys. We brought her over here. What are you talking about? Yes.
Oh.
So I was with you the whole time. What are you talking about?
What's the issue?
What do you mean, what's the issue? What is with the handsaw?
Oh, I was thinking we could snort. If we snort her rhino horn, we'll get hard for a long time, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude, I want to get hard for a long time.
Dude, that is insane. Great, man. Great. That's not my problem. Hey, Taylor. Holy shit. Let me take these.
Really, really loudly.
I'm going to take the straps off you. We brought you over here. We are with the FBI. What the fuck? We were trying to get some information on Dr. Greer at the island.
I just want to let you know that if you're having impotency problems and you want a hard-on that lasts a long time, there's an island. It's Island of Dr. Feelgood. And you should probably try that. He's a little out there. And
write that down.
It seems like this isn't, you know, it seems like this isn't normal protocol, but it's good.
All right. Dicks need fixing, huh? Come to the right island, bros.
I'm excited.
So how long do you want the boner to go?
I think forever. I think this is a thing I want.
Forever boner, all right.
Okay, I do have one question, if it's not too much trouble. While we're on the island, I just don't know if we should make it last forever. But maybe you can, but is that the very best idea to do that?
Well, you're really harshing the vibe of the island, bro.
Wow.
We're on island time, man. We're not asking ethical questions, you know?
No, I'm just trying to say there are some times where you don't want it to be hot. And have you ethically thought about whether or not this is the way it should be? Like, what if, I don't know, what if you need pee?
All right, hey, trank him, guys, trank him.
I've got a horn of a rhino where my cheek should go forever and ever.
All right, Taylor, let me stop you there. Okay. I'm gonna turn on the gain. I'm gonna turn the gain way down.
Okay.
I'm having a nightmare trying to mix this thing. And I'm good at this stuff. I'm Bonnie there. But let me go ahead and
can I call you another. Justin?
You can call me Justin Vernon. Okay. Or just Justin.
I'm just gonna call you
JV. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, thanks.
So let's.
Hey, Bon, let me know when you got those CDs burned, okay? Because I want to get them out there.
Sure, we'll get them to CD booth immediately as soon as it's mixed, man. As soon as it's mixed.
Got a large coffee for Bon, Bonnie Bear. This for you. Quick question: I thought that was more of like a concept than a name. Am I mistaken?
Always the baristas. Always the baristas.
Clark, what the hell are you doing? You just drop off the coffee. You don't talk to the artists.
No, but like, dude.
I mean, no, dude. This is one of the most expensive, luxurious, elite, exclusive recordings.
I know. I've delivered to Kanye. I've delivered to KookCast, the podcast about... It doesn't matter. Yes. Delivered to a lot of fancy people. But can I question them occasionally?
Question them? No, you can't...
Now, my first name is Koala. My last name is Trainer. And I'm a Piguana. That's,
Man, we thank you for coming on KookCast, man. You are out there, man. You are out there. You're perfect for KookCast. But you know what's not out there is Casper mattresses. They are great for keeping you safe at night.
Are you going to an ad right away?
Dr. Greer, everyone's gone.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. How'd you get in my room?
All the animals have left.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Everyone's gone. All the animals have left.
Even the dolphins in that small pond?
They walked out. It was a sight, but they're gone.
We shouldn't have given them pig feet. Oh, my God.
It's just you and me now. We don't even have a plane.
Oh, they got it to work.
Yeah, they got it to work.
Good, good. Okay,
so...
It's just us.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was looking at some coordinates, and there seems to be a small island a mile and a half away. If we could maybe swim it or make a float or a raft.
To get off this island?
Yeah.
This bigger island we get. I just... You want to go to a smaller island? I
want to find people, civilization.
On a smaller island.
All right. 5, 6, 7, 8. Take your head out of the sand, man. You're our drummer. I don't care if you have ostrich DNA. You can't get scared and hide every time we're about to start a song.
I can't quite do it the same way as I used to be able to do it.
Oh, man, what? I'm tired.
I can't keep the rhythm.
My God, this is the tiniest island I've ever seen in my life. There's not even enough space for both of us, man. What do you mean more people are going to be here?
I didn't know. I just saw there was a landmass, and I decided that maybe it would be a good idea.
Why did we burn the boats? Why did we burn the boats?
It was ceremonial. We found this place. We were excited.
What brings you to my island?
Holy shit.
Shit.
My gosh, the guy from Apocalypse Now. What's his name? What's it?
I'll give you three guesses.
Charleston Heston? Is that it?
Charleston Heston? No, Charleston Heston was not
in. No, you're dumb.
Was not an Apocalypse Now.
It's James Dean, idiot.
James Dean.
James Dean died in 1956.
Oh my God, you're a ghost.
Oh my God, no, it's the ghost of James Dean.
I'm not James Dean.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Don't say it aloud. Let's talk. Okay, who does he remind you of? Like what movie?
Bruce Willis.
William.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I gotta get away. I gotta get away.
Well, you've worked hard. You've worked hard.
I've heard that Joe Pesci is on his own tiny island.
He had an island custom made for his size. Yes.
I want to do that. I want to get Pesched out and on my own island, though. I don't want to share it with Joe. I've had a weird experience with him in the past.
Right, right. In that one movie you made.
In that one movie I made.
Okay, Taylor, take a look around. It's a 7-tree, 3-coconut island. It's, you know, it's nice. The tides come in like regular. Great, great view of nothing. Mm-hmm. Take a look around. Let me know if this is for you.
I really wanted a small island. I like the size of this island, but I wanted mm-hmm. there to be luxe accommodations as well, because I'm not just going to be here vacationing. After like a month of chillaxing, I will be recording uh-huh. here as well.
I understand that.
Well, look who it is. Look who's come to my island.
Oh, God. Joe, I didn't think this was your island.
Yeah, it's me, Joe Pesci from Apocalypse Now.
I knew you had an island, but I didn't know this was your. If I knew that this was your specific island, I would not have come here. Though it makes sense with these non-lux accommodations. Hey, Joe,
hey, what's up, Taylor? What are you doing here?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
You two know each other?
Yeah, I did the rhinoplasty.
Oh, the Dr. Greer. Rhino face, Dr.
Okay,
Greer.
Okay, let's not call it rhino face. It's rhinoplasty. Right. Thank you, Dr. Greer.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Taylor. Do you want to buy this? I mean,
no,
I'm trying to sell it for Pesci.
Not if it's Jones.
Well, I mean, Nick Cage is putting in a bid, too. The guy's island crazy. So, just putting it out there.
So, was it the streetcar that was named that? Or was someone else named Desire? I don't understand.
What, am I a clown? I'm here to amuse you?
No, I'm just asking. You brought this up earlier. I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I'm just coming around back to the conversation.
Look, I was just trying to drop hints, all right, and you were not picking up on the hints.
I don't know what look, I got it wrong, okay? You're Joe Pesci.
The thing
the
is,
king of comedy, Joe Pesci.
I don't want to share the island with anybody. I want it to be more of like a home alone situation where I'm home alone on the island.
Uh-huh, but the wet bandits are...
And the Oscar goes to Joe Pesci. First roll back, Joe. Oh, wow.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, I drank him.
For what reason?
What?
Why did you drink Joe Pesci?
I thought that was the deal.
What do you mean the deal? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm high. I'm high, aren't I? Oh my God.
I don't know. I gave you a couple pills in your drink just to calm you down.
And that's our show, everybody. So many islands, so little time. Thank each of our alchemists. See what they're up to. Craig Kikowski.
What's their plan to extract these celebrities?
At these very public.
After tranking them while getting their awards.
It's the best time.
In front of millions of people on live TV. Man, if you have not seen that documentary about the making of the Marlon Brando Island of Dr. Moreau.
It's crazy.
It is a must see. It's about how the guy who was directing was fired and then continued to. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, he was taken over by Frankenheimer. Yeah, Richard Stanley was the guy. So I'm trying to find out the name of this documentary, but I have nothing to do with any of this, of course. but you should see that. And our Lost Soul, The Doomed Journey of Richard Stanley's Island of Dr. Moreau is the movie you should see.
There's a Frankenheimer was quoted as saying, Roy Rogers never met a man he didn't like. Roy Rogers never met Val Kilmer. I guess they had a real hard time on that set. Wow. James Heaney.
Well, thank you for having me today. I would just like to say, if you want to contact me, one great way is through reviews, because I've been contacted, and the review title of this 5-star review is unbelievable. Just like the intro music, this is pure class. Difficult to listen to average material after enjoying this gem. And this is from Sarah and Evan via Apple Podcasts. I would argue that both of them could have made their own if they really cared. You know, you don't need to share a review. But
they gave you a review.
I mean, it's a great one, but who is it
don't
really from? Is that from
hand.
Sarah? Is it from Evan? I think that each of them should have put one on.
Yeah, Sarah and or Evan is going to come back with a 1-star.
Yep. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, Jackie was saying don't bite the hand, and I was thinking don't look a
gift horse in the mouth. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess those both kind of work. And for more introspective thoughts like that, check out the Comedy Fix, where we just question everything. It's a podcast where we question everything you've ever known or thought you knew about performance and comedy. Check it out. The Comedy Fix. Bye-bye.
Nice. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Thank you for having me. This was a grand old time. I'm at Jackie DeRuthie on really Instagram. My gosh, I'm so inactive on Twitter, though I have an account. And that's that. And you can leave me a review in tandem if you want. I won't tear you down for it. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Joey Greer.
I can't echo anything. I can only say it myself, and that is, check out Alchemy This Instagram and Alchemy This Pod on Reddit, and maybe, just maybe, you'll find the love of your life.
Wow.
I don't know. What?
Mm-hmm. It's true. For a second there, I thought you were just recommending the podcast. Check out Alchemy This.
You're listening to it now, but...
I'm Cole Stratton. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on whichever social media site you are on. Go to sfsketchfest.com, rent some of our past shows while they're still available. Let's thank each our engineer and producer, Doug Boehm, of course. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This.